All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the High Existence Podcast. My name is Eric Brown. Man, it has been some time. I've missed you guys, but you know, I've been busy building for you, building something that we can do together, building something for the world. And today we are going to sit down. We're going to explore a question, an answer, and an offer. So if you're ready, why don't you pause this, grab some tea, grab a drink, get super comfy, get the vibes right. We'll sit down and we'll explore this together. I'm sitting here in Buenos Aires, Argentina, drinking some mate, and let's begin. The question I've been sitting with for a long time, studying, practicing, researching, is what does identity level transformation actually require? What are the necessary components of it? How does it work? How can you put other people through that? How can I myself go through that process? Because I know you're here for that, yeah? You're here for personal evolution, personal development, to see where your edges are, to really find those growth opportunities in yourself, take advantage of them, and keep going on your journey, keep walking your own path. And really, all of those things come together in identity level transformation. So what does identity level transformation actually require? Let's look at a few parts of it. Discipline is going to be a part of it. You have to continue to show up for yourself, for the path, and for the process. There's actually a level of devotion. You could call it devotion involved in this process because you're actually committed to something, whether you can articulate that or not. Maybe you're devoted to actualizing your potential, to moving more in alignment with your highest self, to being able to show up as a rooted, grounded warrior in the world for a world that needs it. In all of these cases, there's a level of devotion to something beyond yourself here. So we have discipline and devotion. Next, we have evidence. I had a funny joke come up while I was preparing for this. You know how there are words for a collection of animals, right? You have like a murder of crows. I don't know what some of the other ones are. You have like a gaggle of geese and stuff. They're called collective nouns. What is the collective noun of evidence? The collective noun is essentially identity. Your identity is the thing that you can look back through time on and evidence in yourself, right? Someone might say they're an athlete because they have the evidence, the repeated evidence over days, months, weeks, years of doing something athletic, of practicing their craft, of participating in a sport. Writers are another beautiful example of this. How do you embody the identity of a writer? You have an evidence of writing behind you. The link between evidence and identity is extremely, extremely strong. Evidence is a huge part of identity level transformation. You might notice the counterexample of this where it's kind of hard to be genuine in calling yourself something or stepping into an identity if you feel like you lack the evidence to support that. You know, something like, oh, I'd like to call myself a coach, but I don't actually have clients that I'm coaching. There's that internal level of friction, yeah? It's hard to actually come out and confidently, you know, look someone dead in the eyes and be like, yeah, I'm a coach. I do work with clients. If you don't actually have that evidence, evidence is a huge part. Summed up for all of these three is a level of endurance. Right? Identity level transformation can happen quickly, but it takes time. So these four pillars, I think, are very central to designing and moving yourself through identity level transformation: discipline, devotion, evidence, and endurance. Let's take a quick step back into history, right? Nearly every sage worth their salt throughout history had very, very deep periods of discipline, training, and practice in devotional service to something they were pursuing. Right? Socrates was known for standing 24 hours, 30 hours outside in the snow, deep in meditation. Dude had a level of stamina and force of will and devotion to something beyond himself that allowed him to go through that process. The Buddha is perhaps the most available example, right? Periods of extreme asceticism, really going through the process to come out the other side of it, a literal transformed being. Perhaps more day-to-day example is the very rigid structures, the Ango as it's called, that's found on long-term retreats in Zen Buddhism. It is very difficult to find strong, real examples of identity change that do not couple discipline and devotion together in an explicit container, yeah? So what all of these four really come together in is they give you that step up. They elevate your baseline from where you're at now to what you can be, moving you closer in that direction. But that's a temporary step up unless it's maintained, right? You can think of a staircase. We're going to do a number of experiences. You're going to have a number of insights that will elevate you beyond baseline. And the real test is whether you can normalize that new level as your new baseline. For myself personally, for a lot of people I've seen and a lot of people I've worked with, one of the traps we fall into is this kind of hamster wheel of healing and growth. Yeah. You have your momentary increase, whether on a retreat, whether in a ceremony, whether through reading something new. Maybe it plays out for a few days, maybe it plays out for a few weeks, but then almost inevitably, yeah, you find yourself back where you were, starting the process again from day one. And it's this kind of up and down motion, making gains and then losing them, making gains and then losing them. That is honestly very frustrating, very endemic to this process of personal growth and identity level transformation. That is one of the really key things I've been hunting for a solution, right? How do you normalize new baselines quickly, sustainably, and in a way that endures over time? I actually had the fun opportunity this week to be on a group call with a practicing family hypnotherapist. Apparently they exist, yeah? Hypnotherapy and family therapy combined. And I was talking about this challenge and this opportunity and this offer that we're putting together here. I'll talk about it in a second. But one of the pieces of feedback he had for me that he appreciated was the length of time. Because he was like, do you know how long it actually takes change to settle in down at the epigenetic level, the level where you have actually altered the expression of your genes? He's like 90 days, like 3 months. And yet you see this almost nowhere, right? You see the 2-week sprints, you see the one-off 30-day challenges, you see the 5-week containers, and yet none of those are actually long enough and sustained enough to have your body go through a physiological response process and actually make those things your new normal. They're great for motivation. They're great for letting you sample the practices that help. But literally, unless you are enduring over time, a considerable amount of time, right? 3 months is nothing to laugh at. It doesn't root itself at the level of your breath, your bones, and your DNA and how they express themselves. So that was really fascinating and really rooted me back in this argument of, wow, we need to take time. We need to take time. And I think one of the traps that we can fall into a lot here is actually overestimating the time commitment, but underestimating how long that is in our life, actually. Right? On one hand, you might look at 90 days, 100 days, and be like, damn, that's a lot of time. I don't know if I'm willing to commit to that. I don't know if I have the capacity for it. But, you know, if you fast forward and hopefully everyone here and everyone listening will have a long, beautiful life ahead of them. 90 days in the scope of the rest of your life is like, what, 0.002%. Like, it's really not that long, particularly if we're doing it to completely transform ourselves. Awesome. One of the perhaps most straightforward ways I view identity level transformation as a kind of metaphor and analogy is like when you are starting something new, you're trying to learn a new skill, you're trying to do a new behavior, you're trying to change your jobs, you're trying to change how you relate to yourself. You start inserting things into your schedule. You're like, I am doing this. Like there's a conscious effort in making that thing a part of your life and a part of your day, where your relation to it is always something that is coming in. Let's use going to the gym, right? Going to the gym is one of the most accessible examples here, right? At the beginning, it's, oh, okay, I got to get myself to the gym. Oh, let's get to the gym. Oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, this is a lot of work. This is a lot of effort. This is challenging. This requires a lot of effort, willpower, and motivation on my part. There's a subtle shift that happens after days, weeks, and months of showing up to the gym, where the thing you begin to notice is not the act of going to the gym, it's the absence of that. You know, there comes a time, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year down the line, where all of a sudden it hits you. It's like, I've been kind of off the past day. I'm not feeling too good. My energy is a little weird. Just the vibes are strange. Yeah. And it's actually, then the light bulb hits. It's, oh, I haven't gone to the gym. There's the absence of the thing. And that's how you know. That's how you know that it's been deeply rooted in your system, in your way of being, when you notice the absence of it, not the effort involved in trying to make it happen. And that is really what we're going for, right? That's the essence here of integrating something into your way of being. Where just like it would be weird if you suddenly woke up not sleeping on your bed the next morning, you'd be like, wow, that was strange. What we want to be able to do is take whatever it is you want, whether that's deepening an awakening practice, whether that's developing pro-adaptive behaviors, habits, routines in yourself, or making a career and identity transition. We want it to go from, oh man, this is taking a lot of effort, to, oh wow, it's weird when I don't do it. Awesome. So man, that's a lot on your plate. Yeah, it's not easy. Okay, great. We understand this. This is what we're up against. How are we actually going to do this? What path, process, container, technique are we going to do to bring that into our lives? Cultivate discipline, to root it in devotion, to acquire the evidence of identity change, and to endure long enough for that process to become automatic and unconscious instead of not automatic, forced, and very conscious. I've had the honor and the excitement and the opportunity to guide myself and hundreds of people at this point through containers. Whether those are 30-day challenges, whether those are 8-week initiations, 1 week, 2 week, 3 week plant medicine intensive retreats, a lot of people have gone through this. And I've taken both my own experience and the evidence I've seen in other people and watching their process intimately, and have rooted it in something we're calling the Hero 100. This is a 100-day challenge of essentially devotional discipline. We're going to take 6 of the most timeless, time-tested transformational practices and root them in our lives. No fancy fanfare, no obscure biohacks, just the things that work rooted deeply in our lives. Reaching new levels in these, new normals for our day, for our energy, for our practices, for our routines, and normalizing them. So that they aren't just something that you're trying to do. They are a literal, lived, and breathing way of being. So yeah, we'll talk a little bit about this in a second. But I mean, where did this come from, right? Part of it came from actually being humbled, absolutely humbled in my own life. The week before Christmas, this past few months. The week before Christmas, I did a self-led stay-at-home retreat. 5 days in, middle of the summer down here in Argentina, it's hot. I'm tired. I don't want to do whatever is coming up next on the schedule. You know, I've been through the ringer already. 5 days in is a lot. Tired, hungry, confused, beaten down. And if you've ever done long, like just retreat experiences like that or long transformational processes, you know that that's when most of the juice comes. Yeah. When your defenses are down, when you're psychologically soft and malleable and fluid. And so there I was by myself, middle of the morning, sweating indoors in the middle of a medicine ceremony. And this commandment just bubbled up in my psyche. This just straight, clear order of you need to ground your devotion in daily discipline. And I was like, gut punched, like just flatlined there. I was like, because it's one of those things when either if someone says it to you or you have this kind of knowing pop up in your awareness is like, oh, that is so correct. Although I don't want to hear that, you know, I want there to be a faster one-off option. You know, why does this have to be the next step? And yet I knew very clearly that that was the next step in my own process. And when I started looking back on my own life and the lives of my communities and the people I work with, it was like, wow, all of us really just need this. No more fancy fanfare, just showing up, living, breathing, doing the work. And so great, I listened. I was like, look, I hear you. I'm listening. I'm going to put 100 days on the calendar in an unbroken chain and do the things I know I should be doing. Not even should, the things that I want to be doing. The things that when I do them, I know through previous experience transform my days and the quality of my life and the quality of my relationships, my energy levels, how I feel about myself, how I feel about other people, and how I feel about the world and where it's going. So great. I'm going to do this. And quite frankly, one of the biggest problems I've had in a lot of my life is that I've always tried to do these things alone. And it's really hard to push that hard for that long by yourself. And so great, I'm not going to do it by myself. We are going to do this together if you would like to come on this ride with us. April 1st, we're going to start the Hero 100, 100 days straight of 6 daily disciplines, day in, day out, without fail. I think one of the things here is we were talking earlier about how you normalize those increased levels and those new and better baselines. There are a few things you need to normalize that new level. One is you need momentum. It's really hard to keep starting everything from zero and rebuilding that momentum. Momentum will carry you so far. Momentum will carry you right to the base of the exponential curve, when it just starts taking on a life of its own and carrying you through it yourself. So momentum is huge. A unbreakable, unshakable foundation is necessary. You cannot build a palace on a shifting foundation of sand. The foundation needs to be unbelievably strong, particularly if you are hungry, if you are trying to take on more responsibility in your own life to lift a greater weight for the world, your foundation needs to be deeply rooted. It needs to be rock solid. And the third component is you need scaffolding. Actually, if you've ever gone bowling and you've gone to the bowling alley and they have the option for bumpers, so you can like your bowling ball doesn't go down the groove and just you score a zero. You need this scaffolding, these bumpers in your life that orient you and keep you on track. And these are all of these things: building momentum, having an unbreakable foundation, and the scaffolding to keep you on track is exactly what the 6 daily disciplines do, right? Intermittent fasting, seated meditation, insight journaling, downsizing, getting rid of items, getting rid of distractions. cold showers, and a final personal discipline of your choosing. These are the six. Really, these first five are timeless practices that create the psychological stability, the emotional foundation, and the ongoing momentum to propel you through that last ritual. Whatever it is that you need most right now, you can pick it and we will do it together. So let's talk about how this is actually going to work, how this is not going to be like the last 8-week challenge you did or 30-day challenge where day 22 comes up, something happens, you fall by the wayside, you kind of drop off from the community, you ghost everyone, go dark, and find yourself back at the original baseline. There are a couple of really simple but really powerful mechanisms we've built into this to help keep everything running smoothly. The first and the most basic, this is something I have made the mistake of not providing enough of in previous experiences and containers that I've run, which is direct one-to-one accountability. This is extremely basic, and it's also extremely powerful. We're all going to have a personal tracker, right? So we can track all six each day for 100 days. If you miss one day at all, we are going to follow up with you directly, helping you through whatever you need, getting you back on track, making sure you don't miss 2 days in a row. That in itself is game-changing. Absolutely game-changing. And along the way, I mean, each day we'll send you a bit of motivation, send you a bit of celebration. This is balancing the seriousness and the playfulness, yeah? So direct one-to-one accountability every day for 100 days. In the periphery and floating around that is just an ongoing community experience. We're going to have kickoff calls. We're going to have 30, 60, 90-day check-ins, and we're going to have a closing call. And all the while, there will be a live group here to support you, here to celebrate with you, here to share ideas, here to share victories, wins, and celebrations, and here to pick you up if it gets hard or you're feeling down or you're feeling overwhelmed. Doing things in community is transformational and has been absolutely transformational for me, because just the act of knowing there are other people in the mud with me and going through this equally gives me a level of vital energy that is difficult for me to tap into when I'm just by myself, not sharing this with anyone, going day in, day out. There's a third mechanism I'm introducing that I am really excited about. I actually don't see this almost anywhere in the world, but to me, it's just almost a no-brainer. We have this gamification incentive where for each day that you do all six disciplines, each day you're successful, we're going to credit you back $1. You're actually going to be paid to perform here. At the beginning, you're going to send us $100 for this. You're going to place a bet on yourself, a bet on your own greatness. And each day you show up, you're going to earn that back. You're going to be paid for doing the things you know you want to do. You're actually going to be rewarded for your own excellence. And at the end of the 100 days, however many days you completed successfully, whether that's 12, 86, or 100 straight, we're going to send you back that amount. And this mechanism, I think, is extremely powerful because it is creating a positive reward for a positive behavior. And that really creates, in combination with everything else, creates really fertile ground for an upward spiral where you're actually building momentum, being rewarded for it, which increases your energy to continue and carry on that momentum. So that mechanism, I'm really excited to bring into this. The last thing that I believe is worth touching on as part of this experience is the personal ritual. Because look, like we said at the beginning, this is identity level transformation and you are a unique individual. You have a unique set of circumstances right now. You have a unique set of things that you actually want to do in your life. And so we can't provide just a singular prescription for everyone. you have to bring to the table the thing that is most necessary in your life and the thing that you want to call in and step into. Let's look at a couple examples of this. For some, it might be a fairly straightforward change in their daily structure. I want to wake up with the sunrise every day for 100 days. Awesome. You do that for 100 days, it'll become normalized and you will never look back. Maybe there's a huge thing on your bucket list that you've been waiting to do for a long time. Maybe one of my personal ones is having a book draft written. And if you committed to 500 words a day, which might only take you 20 minutes, by the end of 100 days, you'd have a functional 50,000 word book draft completed. You would literally complete a lifetime milestone by the end of this experience, be paid for it because of the mechanism, right, that we just spoke about, have a community celebrating that with you, and have literal direct accountability to that goal every single step of the way. And I mean, there's no limit. There are no restrictions to what your personal ritual can be. Maybe it's becoming a yoga teacher and doing your certification for an hour each day, right? The transformative potential of your personal ritual can't be overstated, and I think that's worth touching on. So let's round off and actually do a little imagination for a second. Let's say you did this. It's never a perfect time to make big investments in yourself. April 1st is as good as any day of this year, right? Life is always going to happen. Let's say you felt the call. Let's say you're ready to actually show up for yourself, show up for the world, and show up for the things that are collecting dust on your bucket list and your identity list. So we kick things off. We're pushing through days 20, 33, 50. There's a huge obstacle comes out of nowhere in your life. You have the support of the community. You have the support of our team and the direct accountability. You push through that. You actually learn how to adapt. And you come to the end of 100 days straight of 6 daily disciplines. You come onto that final call with us. Your energy is clean, smooth, clear. You have a literal body of evidence. You could actually print out your results from the tracker. See this 100-row spreadsheet of green check marks everywhere. You have this body of evidence for your new identity, pointing to your ability to do hard shit, to endure it, to show up with a level of grace and devotion, and to endure despite whatever has happened in your life over the past 3 months. That is, if nothing else, an identity shift. You're now deeply rooted in the fact that you know that you can do this, that if you commit to something, you can bring it into reality. There's a level of core, unfuckwithable confidence that comes from that. What else? Well, I mean, you've taken an insane number of steps towards something of deep meaning to you in your personal ritual. You've likely actually achieved a huge milestone that 3 months prior was basically a pipe dream. I was like, it'd be cool if I could do that. Yeah, you know, I'd love to have a newsletter and have 100 different essays written for it, right? I'd love to have a book draft written. I'd love to make a career change. I'd really love to learn how to play this instrument. And that has gone in 100 days from some idealistic fantasy to a living, breathing reality in you. And not only this, I mean, these practices, these psychological scaffolds, these emotional foundations are now rooted into your way of being. They're not something you need to force. They're not something you're falling back on, going through the hamster wheel, always starting from day one again. They have rooted themselves at the epigenetic level in your being. Your body is actually accustomed to it. You're no longer waking up to an alarm to get up for the sunrise. Your body is getting up by itself because the circadian rhythm, the neurobiology of your being has adjusted because you have done this for the amount of time that true, enduring, lasting identity transformation takes. And honestly, when I sit with that, my body just gets this all tingly. It's like, wow, that would be insane. That would be insane. And I mean, at the end of the day, that's why I'm doing this. That's why I hope we are going to be doing this together, right? That excites me because that is a completely new foundation for me to keep going, right? Imagine if you did three of these 100-day challenges a year or two challenges a year. How, like, that momentum would be absolutely insane. Your life would look completely different in 6 months than it would probably in 3 years if you just kept going on the hamster wheel. Awesome. So let's recap that really quickly. We're here to do identity level transformation. I know that's what you're here for. I know you have greatness in you. I know I have greatness in me. I really want to unlock it. To do that, we need foundations, momentum, emotional stability, functional scaffolding, support, community, and devotion to ourselves, our purpose, and how we are going to enact that in the world. Great. Standing in front of you is the Hero 100, a 100-day challenge of devotional discipline. 6 daily disciplines, a live community, direct accountability, pro-social, behavioral, gamified mechanisms, a personal ritual to take control of your life. And the opportunity is now sitting with you. Are you ready for this? Are you willing to do this? Because actually the answer for all of us is actually, no, I'm not ready for this. If I was ready for this, it would already be a part of my life. You're never going to be ready for something like this, but you can be willing to show up for it. And let's zoom out. Let's zoom out for a moment just on the bigger picture of this. Because yeah, on one level, this experience is self-serving. It is you doing this for yourself, but it is doing it so that we can normalize a level of physical, emotional, and spiritual fitness that makes us fit to serve the world. I know that's also why you're here. You care deeply. You care deeply about people and the planet, the future of humanity, the future of existence, and to bring about, in the beautiful words of Charles Eisenstein, the more beautiful world that our heart knows is possible. But that is going to take some serious work. Taking that potentiality and rooting it in actuality is going to take a huge amount of effort. And we need to be at our best, right? We need to be fit. We need to be humble. We need to be ready. We need to be trained. And we need, perhaps most importantly, to own an identity that I can do this, that I'm ready to show up alongside a group of heroic warriors and really enact change. Whether that is being of service for my family when someone dies, whether that is taking more responsibility than I thought I could for my company, for my work, for my art, for my craft. That is what we're doing here. We're showing up to improve and evolve ourselves so that we can commit and devote ourselves to something beyond ourselves. That is what the Hero 100 is here to do. It is a intense transformation of the individual. None of these one-off experiences, none of these fancy techniques. This is timeless, time-tested practices done with the support of those who care about you, who will meet you where you're at, who will look you in the eye and say, yeah, I'm in it too, man. I'm in it too. Let's keep going. Can you take one more step? And 3 months, just over 3 months, 100 days is a long time when you're looking at it before it's begun. But in the scale of 4 or 5 decades of the rest of your life, it's a blip, but it's a blip of insane transformation. I think that's where we're at. I think that's where we're at. I think that's my piece. This question, I've been pursuing this question of what does identity level transformation actually require? I've done many, many attempts, run many courses, transformational containers, in-person retreats, ongoing digital products, and through iterating and iterating and searching and searching and searching, this, I think, is it. You need the amount of time It needs to fit into your life. All of these challenges are only going to take less than an hour in a day, depending on the ritual that you choose. So it's not a, you can normalize it. It takes momentum. It takes support. It takes scaffolding. It takes evidence, rooted evidence in your life. And that is exactly what the Hero 100 has been designed around and for. I don't think I have anything else other to say than I'm going to be doing this. Our whole team is going to be doing this. This is not a teacher-student dynamic. This is not a guru-disciple dynamic. I'm in this just as much as you. And I would like to do this together. I need to do it together. You know, I need to do this with people. So I'm really planting the flag and calling in the group here who feels the same way, who's ready for this and who wants to show up for it. Yeah, there will be links in the description if you want to see more on this. I've covered the vast majority of this. It's a very simple, straightforward offer. And I think that is part of the genius of it. We are going to start day one on April 1st. So still good amount of time. We're not going, this isn't just an open-ended invite. Right, there's a limited number of spaces here. If this is right for you, you can email us if you have any questions, comments, concerns. But I really hope that you will come and do this with us. Do this with me. Do this in lockstep. Because that is the way that we are truly going to transform. Truly show up for the world and for ourselves. With all of that, thank you so much for being here. As always, it means the world to be able to share this with you. And I hope that we can share this experience together very soon. All right. Much love. Talk more soon, guys. I love you.